As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Good morning, sweet world! It's Thursday, August 24th, 2023. I'm J.E. Skeets, and this is a quick sicko edition of the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. Shout out to everyone joining me live here on YouTube. Smash the likes, subscribe away. Why am I here? Because I was at the car dealership this morning doing a classic service, a little tune-up. You know, change that oil, check my tires. And I'm sitting there, because I always hope it's going to take 20 minutes, but of course it takes 2 hours. And I'm like, oh man, we got the FIBA World Cup starting tomorrow. Man, I'm pumped for this. Man, I should do a little preview podcast. So why not? That's why we're here. A little later than normal on a Thursday. We got the 2023 FIBA World Cup tipping on Friday. Tomorrow morning, very early, 32 teams playing in the Philippines, Indonesia, and Japan. So why not do a little preview? You know what? This is for me, not even for you, the viewers or listeners. We got the defending champs. We got Spain. They're a favorite. Australia, deep team. They looked pretty damn good in recent international tournaments. France, always a tough out. And then Team USA looking to reclaim a gold after a very disappointing seventh place finish in 2019. But I wanted to go through like sort of the basics when it comes to the World Cup, because honestly, I'm not sure how many people really know how this all goes down. So it's a one-man show. I'm Skeets and JD here today, so bear with me as we try and do this here in the yard. But I've got like a bunch of basic questions, like I said, about the FIBA World Cup. We'll go quickly through each group and so sort of talk through who the favorites are, and I'll make some, you know, dumb predictions at the end. But the first cue that some people want to know is like, what's the format? What's the schedule for this damn thing? It's very simple. Tournament is played in three phases. They love to call them phases. We got the group phase, first round. We got the group phase, second round, and then the final phase. So first round, that takes place over 6 days. Again, starting on the 25th, that's Friday, to the 30th. The 32 qualified teams, they're sorted into 8 groups of 4, and we will go through those groups in a second. Every team plays against the 3 other teams in its group. Then the top 2 teams from each group qualify for that next group phase in the second round, and the bottom 2 teams, they play in what they call the classification round for places 17 all the way through 32nd. Now, for the most part, no one is going to care about those games, the classification round, though, as I'll address later, you know, sometimes these two squads that are playing in this classification round are actually vying for a spot in the Olympics, but I'll get to that. So second round of the group phase, that's August 31st. That's through September 4th. That's the 16 remaining teams. They're sorted into 4 groups of 4 again. And I should note, the results of the three games from the first round, they carry over to the second round. And so within these new groups, every team plays against the two teams in their group that they didn't face in the first round, right? So you're seeing new teams. And then, once again, the top two teams from each group qualify for the final phase, and the bottom two teams, well, they're eliminated and they're ranked, again, in places 9 through 16. Final phase, that's one everybody cares about. That's your quarterfinals. That's your classification matches for 5th to 8th place. You got the semifinals, and then you got the medal matches for the World Cup gold and bronze. Final phase is really like your one-and-done knockout stage when we get the best of the best. So that tips off on September 5th, the final phase, and it culminates with the championship on September 10th. Recap, 32 teams playing 92 games over 16 days. Let's effing go. So that is the format and the schedule here. So what's at stake in this bad boy? Well, bragging rights. This is a big deal, and you know, even I would say more recently, it's becoming more and more of a bigger deal to win this damn thing. You get a trophy. Everybody likes a trophy. I, in fact, grabbed a photo for everybody on YouTube. It's a new, sort of updated, or I guess actually maybe just brand new trophy made entirely out of gold. Almost entirely, I should say. And features a roll of honor listing all the world champions. This is the FIBA Basketball World Cup trophy. Stands 60 centimeters high. That's close to 2 feet, baby, for you Americans out there. And apparently that 60 centimeters, that, you know, ballpark 23, 24 inches, it ranks among the tallest sports trophies in the world. Now, I believe the Stanley Cup is laughing at the size of this, but I guess it is one of the taller ones when you take a peek at it there. Also at stake, though, as I alluded to earlier, we have this World Cup deciding many of the 2024 Olympic berths, okay? So 7 of the 12 spots are handed to the top teams in each region. And so, again, within this World Cup, there's some battling of positions within whatever region you're in to finish, you know, top one or top two in some instances, or even, you know, top three and so on, depending on your region. So there are some battles going on here. Like, for example, I read that the Philippines, who are one of the hosts and are, you know, a basketball mad country, they don't even have to technically make it out of the group stage to book a ticket to the Paris Olympics as long as other Asian countries falter. I mean, they're going to want to, of course, but it's not like a done deal that they couldn't play in the Olympics if they don't get out of the group phase. It just depends what those other teams do in their region. Okay, so that's what's at stake. Some Olympic berths and obviously, you know, bragging rights and that sweet ass trophy. Next question, probably one that a lot of you would love to know here, is how do you watch this thing? How do you watch the 2023 FIBA World Cup? Well, you watch it early if you live where I live on the East Coast here in Atlanta. Games will be starting at about 4 a.m. Eastern, and, you know, they wrap up by 11:30 a.m. Eastern. So you got like games sort of very early in the morning for us East Coasters here in the States. Okay. Internationally, there's this thing called the Courtside 1891. It's a website, and you can get like a FIBA World Cup pass, which enables you access to all the games from this thing live and on demand. So you can pay for that. I forget what it is off the top of my head. Is it 10, 15 bucks? But all of the games are available via this Courtside FIBA World Cup pass, which is the dumbest named thing I've ever heard. Courtside 1891. Okay, anyway, you can purchase it on NBA.com if you want. Now, for fans watching in the US, games are also available on ESPN platforms, including ESPN2 and ESPN+. Six games, are going to air exclusively on ESPN2, including 3 in the first round with Team USA. And then all the other games are going to be carried by ESPN Plus, but you sort of got to have this ESPN package or ESPN Plus or whatever to watch a lot of the American games or all the other ones, I guess. Now I'll slip this in here. We will be on playback for hopefully a lot of these games. You know, most notably the Canadian games and the American games. There's a couple other ones in here I have. I'm showing a board right now. We've showed this to you guys on a previous No Dunks podcast. But we'll be watching together on Playback. This is a really fun service that we've been doing for, you know, NBA games last season, some playoff games. I did an old, what did I do? I did like a 2001 Raptors Sixers game. But playback.tv/nodunks, you can actually watch the games with us if you are subscribed to said service. In this case, it'll be probably like ESPN Plus or ESPN. And we just hang out. And even if you don't have the game, you can just like kick it with us in the chat and like sort of talk about the action. But you see there, first game will be 9:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. That's Friday, August 25th, Canada and France. And look, we might add games to this if we get good turnouts, and we'll go from there. But that's sort of our working list right now. Games Friday morning, games Saturday morning, back on Monday morning, Tuesday Canada plays again, Wednesday Greece, New Zealand. You know, Tassie's got to be fired up for that one. So yeah, some of the games we will be checking out there on Playback. So playback.tv/nodunks to join our room. And I got the link there in the show notes too. It's usually there. Okay, so let's preview these eight groups. We'll move with some pace here. I would like to give a huge shout out to Vivek Jacob at Sportsnet. He had a great FIBA World Cup preview that I was reading there while I was waiting on my Chevy Trax to get tuned up. My guy Tom Ziller of the Good Morning It's Basketball newsletter always does great sort of FIBA work, especially for like the casuals like myself. Joe Varden at The Athletic, been reading him, especially when it comes to Team USA. And the international basketball crew over at ESPN also helped me get ready for this. Because I am no expert when it comes to, you know, the FIBA international tournaments going on all around the world. I try and sort of follow it as good as I can, but some other people are well more, like, they're locked in. So we're going off on some of the stuff that they've written about and are expecting to happen. I'll also apologize in advance for butchering any foreign names, hell, or countries. I can barely speak English as it is, so apologies in advance for that. But Group A, and you'll see here on YouTube, I got the four teams in each group and also their FIBA ranking, right? You know, it's like tennis in that sense. How you do in other tournaments, how you do against other opponents over the years and stuff like that. It's a whole points-based system. They rank them all. So Group A is Italy, ranked 10th in the world. Then you got Dominican Republic, the Philippines, one of the hosts, as I said, one of the three hosts, and then Angola. The fun part from this one is, one, Karl-Anthony Towns playing for the Dominican Republic. It's been a long time. He could lead the tournament in scoring. You know, there's a couple guys in play, a lot of NBA talent. I would think Karl-Anthony Towns would be on that short list. Italy is the favorites in this group. They went undefeated, I believe, in their friendlies here over the last couple weeks. They beat Serbia, they beat Greece, they beat Brazil, like some solid teams there. They've got Simone Fontecchio. Luigi Datomi is his last, I believe, sort of tournament. Last run here with the Italians. He's up there in age. Nicola Melli is on the squad. So that's some NBA talent there. Really good mix of vets and some youth. And I think could be one of these sneaky teams that makes a bit of a deep run here. But they will very likely be coming out of this. And then the other note is the Philippines as the host. How much of a factor home court plays in to their games, with Jordan Clarkson leading the way for them. Like, that atmosphere for these games, I feel like, is like at least that first one or two is sort of must-watch to me if you can catch it or on demand, because holy moly do the Filipinos love their basketball. So it'll be great that they get to host this thing. And who knows, maybe sneak in to the second round if they can. They would have to beat the Dominican Republic is basically what it comes down to. But you never know. So that's Group A. Group B, Serbia, ranked 6th in the world. We got Puerto Rico, we've got China, and South Sudan. So Serbia, clear favorites in Group B. Some people are trying to still talk themselves into them being like a dark horse to win the whole thing. that's a bit of a stretch in my opinion. They're missing some big names, most notably the Joker. But maybe that works in their favor in a weird way. Like, there's less pressure. Like, if he's there, if Jokic is there, then it's like, wow, you know, they got a medal for sure. They got a win for sure. That's sort of, like, turned down a little bit. They still have a solid squad. You got Bogdan Bogdanovic. You've got not Nikola Jokic. You've got Nikola Jovic, obviously, with the Heat and in every rumor when it comes to trading for Damian Lillard. So there's a good squad here. And they will, I think they'll move on. The real intrigue is who comes in second. Is it Puerto Rico? Is it China? Or is it this Cinderella pick that everybody's fallen in love with, South Sudan, who rolled through their African qualifiers? They went 11-1. They beat many of Africa's top teams, including the reigning FIBA Afrobasket champs, Tunisia. Beat them twice. And Luol Deng, remember that name? Bulls legend. He is actually in charge. He's not playing. He's in charge. He's the Basketball Federation's president. And he's done a really great job here of building up this squad. Wenyen Gabriel's on this team. They play a really up-tempo, fun basketball. And people think they could shock some people and get out of this first round. And, you know, maybe beat or I guess it would have to be a Puerto Rico or a China. So we'll see that. The other fun note, Kyle Anderson. I know Tass did a little short on this. Kyle Anderson representing China, courtesy of his maternal great-grandfather. So he could be, I mean, he will be their best player on that squad, and trying to help them sort of like get their international game going again here and make some noise. But Serbia will be through, and then it's up in the air a little bit. Puerto Rico's, they're always there's a little crafty team. I sort of like cheering for them as well. And in terms of rankings, they expect to go through. So that's Group B. Group C, United States of America. Yes, the U.S. is here. Greece is here. New Zealand and Jordan. This should be a cakewalk, if I'm being honest, for the States. A little bit because of who else is in their group, but really how they've looked in their friendlies and their warm-up matches. This looks like a squad, a deep squad. You know, there were some close games, some close moments, but they had their closers. Kerr like seems to have figured out who his lineup is, who's going to finish games, and Anthony Edwards in a lot of these games has taken the next step. Jalen Brunson is a rock. Jaren Jackson Jr.'s defense might decide the whole tournament, I saw, according to Ziller. And I love Halliburton and Reeves coming off the bench. I mean, that is a fun 1-2 combo. And just how they get up and down. So they're going to go through here. Like, there's no doubt. Greece, they're interesting because there's no Giannis. He's sitting this one out to recover from, the left knee sort of cleanup surgery. So he will not be there. They still have a good team, though. They may have been a contender to even medal if Giannis is playing. They're obviously knocked down a little bit without him, or quite a bit, because he's that good. But they have a big game. I think it's the last game of this group. It's between Greece and New Zealand. It's on August 30th, and that could be repeating, that could be such a pivotal game, and it could be repeating something that happened back in 2019. Very similar. Those two teams, they entered the final day of group play 1-1. They knew the winner would take that last spot. They'd move on to the round of 16, and it took a massive double-double from Giannis to lead Greece to the 103-97 win. Now, that's 4 years ago. He's not here now. My gut says we have something similar going down with these two teams, and they'll be deciding, of course, who goes through. I don't see Jordan having the firepower to do it. So that could be a really fun one if you're like trying to pick another game besides the States or maybe even Canada to watch. And that's why we had it on the playback list there. So that could be a fun one.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute. But man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
All right, Group D. Lithuania, Montenegro, Mexico, and Egypt are in Group D. I'll be cheering on Lithuania. Jonas Valančiūnas, come on. Your package is going to be delivered. They're a good squad. I don't see them having really any problems getting out of the early group play here. Montenegro and Mexico are fighting for that second spot, and I've seen people say it's going to be like a matchup of, you know, size in Montenegro and then shooting in Mexico, and which one's going to come out on top. I think it was Vivek writing about that, so that'll be fun. Also, Roy Rana is the head coach of Egypt. He's a Toronto native. He's a guy I've talked before on the podcast about, like, a long time ago. He does a lot of work with the youth teams in Canada and has had some success. And he's been on some coaching staff. I believe he was on the Kings as an assistant. Anyway, I think one day he'll be an NBA head coach. And he's trying to get Egypt to their first win in like 30 years in this tournament. So, you know, if they win one game, that's like a huge step. It's going to be tough, but it'll be fun for Canadians to keep an eye on how he does with that squad. All right, Group E, Australia, the Boomers, baby, Germany, Finland, and Japan. People are saying this one is the group of death. I think it's Group E, or I think it's Group H. Fine calling this one group of death part one, because this is stacked. Australia is going to be my favorite to come out of this one. They have plenty of NBA talent. There's Josh Giddey, Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Matisse Thybulle, Dyson Daniels, Dante Exum, Josh Green, though I know he picked up an ankle injury. I don't know what his status is here, but there's a lot of obviously good, strong players. They've done well. They seem to just sort of get better and better in these tournaments, and I think they have, like, they'll almost be disappointed if they don't medal. They might be disappointed with a bronze at this point. They're that good. Germany, I saw a lot of their warm-up games because they played Canada twice, and I was impressed. They were extremely competitive against the Canadians. They beat them the one game, the first game. They lost in overtime the second game. It took RJ Barrett sort of going ham. They've got new Raptors point guard Dennis Schroeder. They got both Wagner brothers, one of them with a mustache in Mo. Daniel Theiss. They're just like, they play like I would imagine a German squad would play. You know, they don't sort of beat themselves. And I think they're really good. And then Finland, they're led by Lauri Markkanen. He was awesome with his national team last year. He takes that into his sort of break at NBA season, becoming an all-star and all that with Utah. And you know, these are, I mean, this group play, yeah, there's a couple chances. Like, you could lose one and still make your way through. But a lot of times, like, you can't. And who's to say Lauri Markkanen doesn't have a monster game against the Germans or Australians or whatever, and maybe they do sneak in there. Like, those three teams, along with Japan, is one of the hosts. And we got another former Raptor in Yuta Watanabe. This is a very stacked group. Group E would be one to keep your eye on. But I do think Australia and Germany will be the two teams coming out of that one. Group F, Slovenia, Venezuela, Georgia, and Cape Verde. Also known as Cabo Verde, I believe. I had to do some looking up. I'm like, I think I know where this country is. And I was right. It's like sort of off of Africa. It's islands, like 10 islands. I think the Portuguese used to have it and own it, and it was theirs, and they became their own country like in the 70s or 80s. But anyway, they're small, very, very small. And they are, as you see here, ranked 64th. They're the lowest team in the FIBA World Ranking in the tournament. They're one of the oldest teams, and from what I could tell, they're the smallest ever nation to qualify for this thing. They have like a population of less than 600,000. One name you might remember, though, on their roster, 7'3", Eddie Tavares. Yeah, he's their center. Played a handful of games in the NBA. I think he was drafted by the Hawks. He maybe played less than 20 games. He probably played less than 20 games, but a big old dude, and you know, helped get them to this stage here. So it'd be cool that they're there. But anyway, Slovenia should roll in this group. Big first game, though, against Venezuela. That could be a fun, fun challenge. Venezuela did win two games in the first round at the last World Cup. They put a lot of ball pressure on teams. They try and force steals. And it'll be like a good first game there for Luka and Slovenia. But they'll be going through, and then it's just going to be who's joining them. Vivek told me that Tornik Shengilia. I just butchered that. Shengilia, probably? Tornik. They call him Toro. Played for the Nets. He's Georgia's standout player on their squad. He's like a point forward, big dude, strong guy, plays pro ball in Italy. So Georgia, I think, is their debut possibly in the World Cup as well, along with Cape Verde. So if one of those two squads can like somehow sneak by Venezuela to get through, that would be big, big, big. All right, two left. Group G, Spain. The number one ranked team in the world, the defending champs. We've got Brazil, Iran, and the Ivory Coast. Spain, like I said, right off the top, one of the favorites still. Now, they're without the 2019 tournament MVP, Ricky Rubio. He's out for mental health reasons. They will not have Lorenzo Brown, another former Raptor. How many former Raptors are in this thing? He's out due to injury, so they're very thin at the point guard position. But this team always does well at these things. They've had a podium finish in 8 of their last 10 FIBA events, so they always go deep. Yeah, there's no Gasol brothers anymore, but they got the Hernan Gomez brothers. You got Willie and Juancho. And so they're a little younger, but they're still talent. They're still stars. And, you know, they'll be moving out of this group and have plans to go all the way. Brazil, they beat Australia on the road during their preparation games here. Amazing performance from another former Raptor, Bruno Caboclo. That's a name you haven't heard in a while. 20 points, 12 boards, and 5 blocks in that like little upset there from Brazil on the road against Australia. So nice, obviously, win here and leading up to this tournament. And I think those two teams will be the ultimate teams coming out of this one. All right, final group. You know it's my favorite group because it's my homer group. We got France, Canada, Latvia, and Lebanon. This really is the J.E. Skeets group. My mom's sister married a Lebanese man, so I have a whole bunch of Lebanese Canadian in my family. So this is the group for me. Can't wait for that Canada versus Lebanon game. But France, they are the favorites to get out of this. They're probably the favorites, or one of the favorites to win this whole damn thing. They've reached the podium at the last two World Cups in 2014 and 2019. Back-to-back third place finishes in those. They won silver at the Tokyo Olympics. They were runners-up at FIBA Eurobasket in 2022. So, good squad. No Wembanyama, but Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, who's like a star in international hoops. Same with Nicolas Batum. They got Nando De Colo, Gershon Yabusele. These are strong international contributors, and they are tall, they're athletic. They put up some ball pressure because you've got Rudy behind you with the rim protection. So they have an identity. They've been here before, and they want to win this damn thing. And with the Paris Olympics right around the corner as the host, they're already in. So there's no real pressure like they got to finish in this and this and this. But don't be surprised for a very deep run from them. Canada, they come in with their deepest roster ever. We've talked a lot about them, so I won't bore you to death here. But they could at the end of it have the best player in the tournament. If over these, couple weeks, SGA will be fighting with your Lucas and obviously all the Americans and Karl Anthony Towns and maybe Lauri Markkanen. There's other great players in this. But SGA, especially if he can take Canada far, he has to play an elite level for Canada to go to maybe even medal in this thing. RJ Barrett was a stud in a few of those warm-up games. Knicks fans had to have been excited in seeing some of those highlights. I don't know if the international teams haven't figured out that he's left-handed, but he is going left. So try and take it away. But he looked great. Kelly Olynyk, he always plays well in FIBA. It's like suited for him, the way he plays. So this is a good squad. They got a lot of other Canadian talent there and got some defensive guys in Brooks and Dort. Like, they're gonna need shooting, as I've said. They need, like, Nikhil Alexander-Walker needs to hit. RJ Barrett needs to be on. Kelly Olynyk needs to be on. So they need that three-point shooting. SGA needs to be a star, and then they need to play defense, which I believe they can with their personnel. So both France and Canada, high expectations. They play on the first day. So, man, it's going to really set the tone there. And one of them is going to be like, they're going to lose and be like, oh, crap. Here, we got to now really, take care of these other teams in Latvia who won't have Porzingis, which is a plus for a team like Canada, and then Lebanon. So that first game is going to be fun, and we'll be on playback for that one. And I said no Porzingis, but, like, don't overlook Latvia because they dominated the European qualifiers when it came to three-point shooting. Like, they could just, like, shoot their way through to the second round or even further because they hit 134 threes on, like, 38% as a team, second best in both of those categories among all the teams in that competition. They can really shoot it. So you never know. In one of these games, they could be on fire and that could be enough. So to wrap up here, which team is the clear-cut favorite? I will be genuinely shocked if Team USA doesn't win gold. I just think they've looked that impressive. But when you get to the knockout stage, we hit the cliche, anything can happen, and you go ice cold and the other team can't miss. Foul trouble. I mean, this is the good thing with Team USA. It's like, okay, Anthony Edwards, rough night, 4 of 15. Well, they got other guys. They got Ingram. They got Brunson. They've got many other scorers, in theory, Reeves off the bench, and they should be okay. I would be picking them. I know they're the favorites, and after seeing them play, I wouldn't be, changing my mind. But there are other good teams. So I will go with Team USA. Which team could surprise? Really rooting for that Cinderella South Sudan run. I would just love to see them get to the second group. They play fun basketball. So, they could get out. They could sneak out of there. Germany, I think, in the grand scheme of things, get overlooked a little bit in international play. But NBA talent, EuroLeague talent, nice combination too of the vets and youth. And that seems to be a good recipe in tournaments like this. That just like youth and experience. And you jam them together and you can put something, put a run together. And then Italy, heavy favorites come out of Group A. They actually sort of have a good little draw too. If they get out of Group A, as they should, they then go into that second group with Group B's two winners. And it's like, it'll be Serbia. Italy could beat them. So they could see a really nice pathway here. If they can avoid the Americans when you get out to the knockout stage, the quarterfinals, Italy could be there in the semis. We'll just throw that out there. I wouldn't be surprised. Final one, which I forgot to make a lower third for, of course. World Cup predictions. So finalists, winner, tournament MVP. I'm going to go with USA over Australia. I'm going to go with Brandon Ingram as my tournament MVP. I'm digging my heels in on this one. Anthony Edwards, if you think Team USA is going to win, you'd probably think Ant would get it, maybe Brunson. I don't know. I got a weird feeling Ingram's going to have some monster games here, so I will go with him just to be different. And that could look really dumb because the last two tournament MVP in the World Cup have been guards in Ricky Rubio, point guards in Ricky Rubio and Kyrie Irving. So maybe that's why you'd want to go Jalen Brunson. Heck, if you think Australia could, you know, do the unthinkable and win gold, then you'd probably be looking at someone like Patty Mills. But I'll go with USA over the Boomers and BI as my MVP. And we will call it there. We tried to make this as quick as possible. You tell me, though, in the stream team, in the comments, tweet at us at NoDunksInc. That's INC on the end. I mean, I really want to know who you got winning the thing, who's your tournament MVP, and then like a surprise team. Who do you think could like make it to sort of the knockout stage? Not one of these like powerhouse teams, but one of these other ones that maybe shock the world. Like the Philippines would be a super fun story if they could get all the way there. That would be awesome. But yeah, I will throw up the playback schedule one more time for everybody. Here we are. Tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That link is in the show notes. Join the room, and we'll be live there. I know Tassie will be there. I'm not sure about my guy TK, but you know I'll be there. I'll be rocking my Canadian SGA jersey, hoping they can take down Les Bleus. We'll see. This could be a monster game. But then there's some other ones there as well. Okay, guys. Like I said, quick and for the sickos. Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully you learned a thing or two. I'm sure some of you are going to teach me a thing or two in the comments, and I look forward to that. I'm super hyped for this. I like that despite a great-looking American team, you know, they are not going to, like, group play maybe, but, like, once we get to the real knockout games, these are going to be battles, I believe. I don't think we're going to see many, you know, 30-point cakewalks. I think we are going to have close games, and the buttholes are going to get tight, and anything can happen, and that's what makes it fun. So I'm also just excited to watch basketball here, too. We got some great WNBA action going on, but I'm missing the NBA, and we get a lot of NBA talent in this thing across all these teams. So should be fun. Guys, smash the like button. Subscribe to No Dunks. I told you we hit 83,000 subs the other day. We just, like, blew through that. I wasn't even exaggerating that we're almost getting closer to 84,000. Okay, I was slightly exaggerating, but tell your friends, make sure they subscribe, and if you are a podcast listener, even if you don't watch us, just jump over, subscribe, and then just, like, forget about it, you know? Just leave it and enjoy us in the old cans. I think that's it, guys. We will see you tomorrow morning on Playback. We might do some shows, too, some actual podcasts in recapping some of the games. We'll see how they go. We'll see what people are talking about. Otherwise, in the NBA world, oh my God, we got people talking about, you know, the Knicks suing the Raptors and, oh, you won't believe this, the Damian Lillard trade. That buzz might pick up as we get closer to camp. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. So that's where we're at in the NBA. Who cares? Let's watch some international basketball. Let's have some fun over the next couple weeks and stick with No Dunks to enjoy the ride. All right. Should I give you Clipper Bros? Yeah, why not?
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
All right, guys. Embrace the day, people.